You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 120, Rock and Roll Heaven by the Righteous Brothers. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at the 1974 reunion hit for the Righteous Brothers, Rock and Roll Heaven. The Righteous Brothers, a duo from Southern California that typified the sound blue-eyed soul, were not actually brothers. Baritone Bill Medley and tenor Bobby Hatfield first worked together from 1962 through 1967, initially as part of a larger group, the Paramours. Their first recordings were on Moonglow Records, but it was producer Phil Spector for the Phillies label who boosted their career with the hit You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' in 1965. And Cher, who would later go on to her own successful solo career, sang backup on that record. It was a number one hit in the US and the UK. Spector produced more hits for them that year, including Unchained Melody, but the Righteous Brothers and Spector had a shaky relationship and parted ways shortly thereafter. Bill Medley, already an experienced producer, was able to duplicate Spector's techniques for their hit You're My Soul and Inspiration, a product of their powerhouse songwriting team Barry Mann and Cynthia Whale, and the Righteous Brothers kept on recording. But by 1966, their popularity was already declining. In 1967, they decided to split up. Bill Medley released some moderately successful solo records, while Bobby Hatfield continued recording as the Righteous Brothers with singer Jimmy Walker replacing Medley. Neither of the original brothers was wildly successful without the other. They opted to reunite in 1974, first to perform on the Sonny and Cher show, then to record a new album on Haven Records. The hit single from that album was Rock and Roll Heaven. Rock and Roll Heaven is a tribute to recently departed rock singers of the era. The first verse recalls Jimi Hendrix, who gave us Rainbows, and Janis Joplin, who took a piece of our hearts, as well as Jim Morrison and Otis Redding, and fancifully imagines a venue in the hereafter where the departed stars have found another place to play. The second verse is devoted to Jim Croce and Bobby Darin. Later updates of the song in subsequent years added other stars who had moved on to the final show.
Jimmy touches with that song, and time won't change the pain we came to know. And Bobby gave us Mac the knife. Look out, he's back in town. They'll all be there together when they meet in one big show.
The Righteous Brothers continued recording on Haven, but their success was moderate. Bill Medley released solo material, primarily country songs, and had a hit duet with Jennifer Warnes in 1987, I've Had the Time of My Life, which was part of the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. In 1990, the movie Ghost featured the original recording of Unchained Melody, the Righteous Brothers' old hit from 1967. It quickly regained popularity, prompting the duo to release a new cover version, which became a top 40 hit. But that was the peak of their late success. They continued to tour, playing old hits to longtime fans until Bobby Hatfield was found dead in his hotel room of a drug overdose in 2003. There's a spotlight waiting, no matter. so, is there a rock and roll heaven, or is the hell of a band playing somewhere a little less celestial? Author Stephen King apparently thinks so. His short story, You Know They Got a Hell of a Band, published in the horror anthology Shock Rock, envisions a creepy little town inhabited by dead rock and roll musicians. An unfortunate young couple wander into town and are struck by the locals' resemblance to late rock stars until they realize the truth far too late, of course. Who knows if there's a rock and roll heaven, but the Righteous Brothers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.